Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Mm. Yeah, I'm fun today.
Have fun every day.
Yeah, we do.
Well, yeah, we do, but sometimes more fun.
I got to give you some love, too. You are really tapping into your John Wayne. Steiny, I'm hearing you during the break. You ain't all the way back health-wise.
No.
Appreciate it.
I saw a great headline, and I got to tell you, I saw this headline, and the first thing I thought about was you and me.
Black and white. What was the headline?
The headline. It was a headline with a video. Pretend I'm a Timberwolves fan.
Okay.
Okay. The headline
Alex
said,
Rodriguez.
The headline and video was one of Rudy Gobert. And apparently, Rudy Gobert is in the lab. And you know what he's working on? A jumper. A pick and pop jumper.
Not a three, a jumper.
A jumper, okay. Yeah, like a mid-range.
All right.
Right. And I saw that, and I thought, okay, so what? Who cares? Like, all right?
Oh, who cares?
Maybe he'll do it. Like, I'm not saying, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh,
if
my
Rudy
God.
Gobert, if he, like, it's just the summer video.
All right.
But if you were a Timberwolves fan, you would be sky high.
No,
right now.
I'd be like, just cut that crap. We don't need that. Keep doing what you're doing. Real quick, it's funny you bring him up. Steiny, last Friday, I'm driving, and I get a random text from my guy Squirt, and he asks me, out of nowhere, is Rudy Gobert a Hall of Famer? I took into account everything that happens in basketball, the DPOYs, if you think he earned them or not. My man told me he thought he wasn't. I said, prepare yourself to get in. If Ben Wallace is in, Gobert's getting in.
I think Gobert will get in.
Yeah. Not.
In fact, I think it'll be pretty easy. I mean, how many defensive player
dude,
of the year awards
does
he
want? Four. At least four. But
case closed.
I told him, hey, get ready. He's in, man. A random question. I said, Squirt, I think he's in already.
I mean, let's keep in mind there's two
different
things.
Frank Grimes said, hell no. But yeah.
No, but Frank Grimes is wrong.
Yeah.
The question wasn't, do you think Gobert should get into the Hall of Fame?
Exactly.
I would say no. The standards are too low, as they are.
Right.
But I think he will. Think he will because
they let
everybody
in.
Gets in.
I got you. That's funny you said
all right.
that.
Let's go to, real quick, let's go to, here's what we're doing. If a buddy called you that you hadn't seen in 5 years and said, what's the state of the sports scene in the Bay Area? And you had to use one word to describe it. What would it be? Mine was sobering. Guru's was?
Transition. Risotto's.
Inconclusive.
And Kenny.
This one bothered me.
There.
Yeah.
Now he said disappointed.
Ah. But he took into account the Niners lost that Super Bowl.
Yeah, and
that
right.
was, I go, you got a point. But
no,
that
but
also symbolized
now.
You had a great regular season in playoffs.
But like, if you say, what's the state of the
Niners
Bay Area sports scene right now? The fact that the 49ers lost the Super Bowl 2 years ago is kind of irrelevant. And like, yes, last year was disappointing, but are they disappointing right now? Like, that's why I didn't get disappointing. But that's fine. It's Kenny.
No, but that was, I love all three of your answers.
Let's go to Rich and Hayward.
Rich.
What's up, Rich?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I would say the Niners, you know, we paid Purdy, but last year was a prove it year. And, you know, he came up with McCaffrey because when we got McCaffrey, he's injury prone. That's why he got traded to us. Now, the guys, how many years? 3 years? The average lifespan of a running back is 3 years. This is our third year with this dude, and it's been a long time since Stanford. And, you know, and I don't want to hear come week four, I got whatever, because that's why running backs get paid what they get paid.
Right.
Because it's the durability,
right.
You know? And Faiyuk's injury, I can't even say, you know, you got that number one pick we had last year. I mean, not
Pearsall.
This gunshot, but Pearsall, you got to protect him from him. That's what, you know, the guy from the Eagles said,
yeah.
You know, and come on. And, But when you say quarterback, and he got all the money, and I'm, you know, I'm a Niner fan to the end, but I'm just like, and I'm just hearing about Greenlaw, and I'm like, I'm hearing about all these other people. I'm like, dude, we had to pay our quarterback finally. And the Eagles, they paid their quarterback and won a Super Bowl. So those excuses are off the table because they paid Hurts. And Hurts stepped up. He didn't have to carry the team, but he stepped up. That's to that, you know, that Cam Newton thing. He stepped up in the Super Bowl and won it when they put it on him. Now, Purdy has to answer that all year. Hey, he got paid. He don't care what we say because you got $253 million. He's paid more than Josh Allen. I mean, I'm not negative, but I'm just that and that Kuminga thing. If you're going to go for 7.9 and you turn down all that money, dude, just do that and we'll treat you like you are hurt. Because other people are just, hey, dude, we're treating like you're hurt. Just you'll be there and you're done.
Thanks,
guys. Appreciate,
well, appreciate it, Rich.
Well,
he didn't give us a word.
No, he didn't.
Let me see. Somebody on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line said one word, DK. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I didn't like that result.
Of course
I didn't like
you
DK.
Of course you
cavities. So I brought you up today. You didn't even know it. You know, I play big outside of the base, Donnie. I joined 98.1 in OKC. My guy, Matt Meyer, been on the show about the last 5 years. He had me on a little Niner discussion. And he asked me about old Brock Purdy, and I stole your line. You know, Matt, my partner, Matt, always said he wanted to see Brock without his weaponry. And I got mad initially. But you know what we saw last year? Brock without his weapons. He earned his money already, but I can't wait to see what he is this year. Little bounce back. And I just bring that up because I can't shake this Juwan Jennings calf news, Donnie. I just can't. So I guess as worried as I am about the Niners, that's on my list too.
You know,
shout out, Matt.
I would just say that if you're going to go on a radio station to talk about the NFL, it should be in an NFL city.
Oh, but, hey, he could be. Hey,
those are Cowboy fans. I know Oklahoma City's Cowboy.
Oh, stop.
Cowboy territory.
Oh, boy.
415 says one word, shambles.
Oh, shambles is the giant season right now, this spell. But shambles is not the Warriors, even with the Kuminga thing. And I like how Risotto put it. You know, it is what it is right now, inconclusive. But, man, they're not in shambles.
Jonathan, let's go to Jonathan, and he says he's going to be Steiny here. All right. What's up, Jonathan? How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, Steiny. How you doing? How you doing, Goo?
Hey, baby.
All right. Good to hear from you, too. I just wanted to, Steiny, I know people said, let's get rid of Bob. Get rid of Bob. I see it in comments constantly. Get Bob out of here. Pat, get him out of here. I could get rid of Pat, and I don't have an answer on who would replace as a hitting coach, if you will. And I'm kind of like you, Steiny. How key really is a hitting coach at a professional level to where they're going to make night and day changes when it comes to the consistency of hitting on a team? But I think, okay, we fire Bob. Who do you want? Who are you going to go grab? Who's going to make the significant change that we are so hopeful and grasping at straws and saying, just fire this person. It'll be so easy. And I remember with Steve Kerr, because I was almost there, and Steiny said, who are you going to put in there? Name me a name. Any child can yell out, fire somebody, but who are you going to put
in
there?
If Bochy was available? What if Bochy was available? Honestly, what if that name became available?
If that name became available, would Bochy even want to come over
here? But let's say he did. Let's say he did. Would you want that?
I'll bite it. I will bite it.
There
and
you go.
Dang it, Goo, I'm 35. If you ask me to bring Bochy back, I'm always going to say bring Bochy back, Goo. That's my guy.
Yeah.
That's been my hero, you know. So that's not fair. But, hey, if Bochy's available, so be it. But I was also wondering, and I heard some things, too, about there's another name going around, Steiny, and I wish I had it in my head. He's he's been with the Giants before, and they're talking. His name's getting some fire around it.
Ron Wotus?
There you go. I'm hearing that name. What do you think, Steiny?
That's our guy.
Well, I love Ron Wotus, first of
all. He's a real one.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how Ron Wotus would be.
But we watch when he talks.
Some manager?
Yeah. When he talks and breaks the game down, I'm like, sure, that's a guy. Why are you looking at me like that? I didn't say that was my job interview.
You spoke well. Gabe Kapler used nice words. Dude, seriously.
As he looked in the mirror at his biceps, I think him being good looking hurt him. I'll just say that, Rosado. I think Kapler being in shape and good looking, people hated on
Ron Wotus has interviewed in the past for multiple men, but that was also about 10 years ago. Yeah. He hasn't had any opportunities recently. He did interview when the Giants were looking to hire a manager, and they ended up hiring Bob Melvin. So,
I think your boy ran Melvin out of here, Bochy out of here, even though they're saying Bochy wanted to leave. Farhan wasn't his type of guy. But could you imagine, Rosado, if he just stepped away from Texas, the phone rings, it's Buster. I raised my young pup, and he's saying, Skip, Pop, got an opening. Would you be interested? And you come back if you're Bochy to Devers, Chapman, Adamus.
Oh, Ramos, Jung-Hoo Lee, Yaz. Again?
Hey, I know. This is Yaz's last run. Please, Donnie.
Spencer Bivens?
Come on. We didn't mention Webby and Ray Ray? Dude, it could happen. I'm just saying.
Pathetic.
Dude, stop, Stoddy. You know that's how the world works?
Right, yeah, let's keep trying to turn back the clock. That's just such a great idea.
Oh, boats.
Yeah, okay. Right, and you know what? Like, Jim Mole, boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line.
My man.
He's a season ticket holder. He has been for a while.
Okay.
Bruce Bochy does not take this Giants team to the playoffs. Bob couldn't do it, and neither could Bruce.
Well, last time, I was going to say 16.
Yeah, last time he didn't win.
I was thinking of the series loss to the Cubs. That was Bochy, 16. But they've been back with Kapler. But damn, Jim, I disagree. Dude, he won a World Series with Texas.
Yeah.
He knows how to do it.
You know what? I don't think he'd come back.
Do you think he left because of Farhan? I do. Like, that's what gets me excited about why he might be coming back.
You know, like, why don't people understand that, sure, you know, the Who can get back together. But they're not going to be the Who from 1978.
But can you be the new version, though? Stoddy Bochy's still doing it right now.
70 years old.
Yeah.
Young. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And you're not going to like this, but I feel like when you start talking about, hey, Bruce Bochy, you got no answer.
That hurts.
Yeah, you don't really have any answers.
Your birth certificate and the manager.
Where are the straws?
Nah.
Give me the straws to grasp on.
Could you imagine? And that's the ingredients of, Bochy didn't leave here without his fastball. Nobody said it was time for him to go. The team wasn't getting it done. But, man, if I'm spending almost $200 million on my payroll and I got a chance to get a guy that's got us three and then went one and got one in the Lone Star State and he's available and I feel like I need a guy that can get the best out of guy, you know? Oh, my gosh, Donnie, I'd make that call.
Yeah, you might make the call, but do we know that he wants to come back?
No, and that's the million-dollar question. But I definitely would get to the answer, the bottom of that answer.
Risotto? Bochy?
I don't think he would come back. I think he's a smart enough guy to see, you know, that he left the situation already. And he thought it was time at the time. Took a few years off, got himself ready health-wise, came back. I mean, that chapter's closed.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to be okay with that a chapter's closed.
I love that. Absolutely. And it kind of hit me, but I just feel like you two guys are missing the bond that I believe and know exists between Posey and Bruce. So Boach would be working for his young pup that he raised, Risotto. So
he's
also
in his early 70s.
God, I'm serious, guys. You guys got to do something about this ageism on this show, man. I just don't like it. The guy's managing right now.
Well, I think Risotto meant he's 70, and would he?
Well, does he want to manage him to 82?
Well, does he want to manage for 3 more years?
Does he want to manage a different team?
Yep.
It gets to the point where there's so much moving around with his family and everything. Right. He lives in Nashville, which is kind of near Texas. I mean, there's a point where a team is going to say, okay, you're going to manage until you want to hang it up. And maybe that's what Rangers ownership has told Bochy already.
Yeah.
I just don't. It's a hassle to get to know an entirely different organization, not the organization that he left, a completely different one with different personnel all over the place. Do you want to take the time at 70 years old to learn a different team?
Well, I gave you two hot shots. My list, I had Barry and Boach. You guys give me some names.
Barry would be incredibly disinterested. He was a hitting coach in Miami,
I know how that went.
Because of his work ethic.
Yeah, we brought and who he was working with. He didn't. I got you.
I'll tell you what. Since
this
you
San
said,
Francisco,
since you said bonds, and all Giants fans know already that Barry Bonds would be a terrible manager, and you've taken all kinds of grief for it, rightfully. Because he would be a bad manager, but he doesn't want to manage at all. Just to take the heat off you, go hire Will Clark. There you go.
You think I'm laughing. Risotto, he would come. Hey, I don't have to ask would he want to do it. He would be ready. Will. But we'll see.
You can't go home again.
Steiny, I told you about that. If you have a good home, you can. You can always
Why'd you leave
home.
In the first place?
He didn't like Farhan.
Huh? That's not the only reason.
He was believe in his core values. Farhan's core values.
Bochy doesn't believe in the core values of the Bay Area either. He's like in Texas, I'm hearing. He's gone from blue to red. It's that simple, and there's no coming back.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say if Bruce Bochy said to the Texas Rangers media today, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I still want to manage, but you know, I'm not really sure they want me back. Yeah, that's okay. But
do you guys want to hear some news that just broke?
Sure. Yeah.
Not Giants related, but the Minnesota Twins, this is per Jeff Passan of ESPN.
No. Not Buxton.
Are trading
not Buxton.
Shortstop Carlos Correa back to the Houston Astros.
That's a nice
I saw that story yesterday.
Reunited.
There you can
and
always
it feels
go home.
So good.
I ain't mad at that for the Stros. Wow. Giants dodge one with him. That contract, Stoney. Man, I still, you know, he looks the part. He's all right. But, man, back home, you can always go home.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I know I can. I still have a key to my parents' house.
So do I.
I know some people that don't.
And then my mom leaves her door open.
Okay, I got you. All right.
She says, come in through the garage. Here's the code, 7161.
Wow.
So.
Oh, we got football tonight.
No, we don't. We what don't. That's not football. What you're going to watch tonight is not football.
Steiny, it's football. Helmets, no, pads popping, score, 60 minutes of ball. Let's go. It's back.
Yeah.
It is back.
It's Chargers an exhibition Lions. Game.
It's back, though, watching it from the TV, the idiot box. Yeah, Steiny.
I got better things to do.
Watch the Valkyries. Big game. Maybe. Half game out.
Maybe.
I'll be watching. I have multiple screens, Steiny, plus the iPhone.
Right, and that's why you get half the story.
Boy.
What do we got here? We got a couple minutes. We got a couple minutes. What do you do with Robbie Ray?
I'll say this because I'm the only one that can step back and kind of – I'm not a slave to my own opinions. You got to keep them if you think this is just a one-off and next year you got action. You got to keep them.
That's what I would think.
Seriously, Stein.
But the, you know what, though? Like
– tell me, man, because I'm like
– Robbie Ray has not been consistent in his career. And, like, I – when I look at Robbie Ray – to me, there is no guarantee that he's going to be the same pitcher next year. If you look at his, if you look at his career numbers, he has too many years
up
where
and down.
Yes.
But what about this park, though, Stoney? That I think he fits perfect in this park, and he's kind of mastered pitching in it. So maybe that bodes well in regard to him not having that erratic season that you talk about.
I don't know. I mean,
Robbie Ray going nowhere for me. Now, if something popped in the next hour or two and he was gone, Steiny, that would signal that Buster's selling. That would be disappointing, man. People saying sour shoes, saying move Robbie Ray.
If you're going to sell, I mean, I'm kind of with you. I mean, if you – but you know what? You trade Robbie Ray, maybe it's a sign to the fan base. You guys need to chill out. We got a long way to go, and we're prepared for a long journey back to contention. What? Let me ask you this. If I said this, if you looked at the team, the Giants, a year or two ago, anybody who understands baseball would tell you that's a 2 to 3 year rebuild. Why would you say they're wrong?
Because I believe you got more talent than that, especially now with the acquisition of you-know-who.
I'm saying last year's team.
Oh, no, no doubt. I would understand that. I'd be okay.
Okay.
No, totally.
Right. So,
but now you got Adamas.
Yeah, they made strides. It's the start of the rebuild. You know what they did? You know what they've done from last year to this year? They've identified their core. They didn't even have a core last year.
But what about the fear of the unknown to add around that's what we're talking
about.
Right,
that's the next step.
That's a big next step, Stoney.
Well, that's a rebuild. A rebuild is a big step. Yes, a rebuild's a big step.
That's how trust the process was born.
Okay, so what do you want him to do? If you don't think it's a rebuild, what do you think?
I want to get somebody in here to get the most out of Steiny and the most out of Risotto and the most out of Goo.
All right.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to compete next year.
And a manager does that.
No, I think he has some responsibility. They are playing like their manager. That's all. Like you could say, I'm not trying. They have taken on their. I mean, Adamas said it a week ago. We didn't lost our fire. We used to attack. That's what a manager is to remind or say something. To Melvin's credit why he might get ran, Steiny, we've had meetings galore, but you might be saying and going about it wrong.
Okay, now.
Yeah.
You want him to flip a spread. You want him to have a
that
team
is
meeting.
So funny.
He said he's had team meetings, and now, well, maybe they're not good team meetings.
Call somebody out in the media. That's how you do it.
Yeah. That'll do it.
Forget the meeting.
Yeah. You know what? And make it a young player. Make it a young player.
You are so funny.
Call out Birdsong. Ask Birdsong to hit a guy. You know what? You're right. Call out Matos.
You are so
tell the world that Matos stinks.
Yeah.
See if that'll light a fire under him.
Managers matter, Stoney.
I'm not saying they don't, but they don't win games for you. They help you win games. 888-957-9570 is the number, and I actually...
What you got? One more segment.
Yes. Yes. Well, trading deadline's in less than 2 hours. Posey, what's he doing? I mean, let me guess, because he's one of the Giants' greatest players of all time, and he's very well respected, he'll get gifted some superstars pretty soon. In the next 2 hours, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Guru's still in a good mood.
I'm always.
I haven't been able to get to him.
Have you been trying?
So if I'm just messing, but if I can't get to him, let's take a listen to Bob Melvin talking about Ramos.
Guy plays hard. He comes to play every day. You know, at times his defense hasn't been its best, and I think it kind of snowballs on you a little bit, mm-hmm. and maybe you start overthinking some stuff, and, you know, it's just there's some clarity. But he comes up and he fights every at bat, and, you know, the other portions of the game right now he's having a tough time with.
So Guru wants a manager that's going to tear down Ramos, our young cornerstone.
Real quick. Go ahead.
Just listen again.
Yeah. Guy plays hard. He comes to play every day. You know, at times his defense hasn't been its best, and I think it kind of snowballs on you a little bit, and maybe you start overthinking some stuff. And, you know, it's just there's
nothing
some clarity.
To see here.
But he comes up and he fights every at bat. You know, the other portions of the game right now he's having a tough time with.
Yeah, Bob, so he was overthinking when he forgot the infield fly rule. Okay, he didn't forget or not. No, he was overthinking. Okay,
yep.
I got it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how managers get guys to produce.
Please.
Hold on.
As far as Elliott goes, just lost track of the rule. You know, you saw him call the infield fly rule, just lost track of what he needed to do.
It happens.
Oh, man. That is just it's like the parents defending their guy or gal in jail. You know, you did something to get in there, but they're going to tell you the best part about them. Steiny, I mean, man, it's not just me. That's how I feel good. That's why I feel good about, you know, just what I want from the managerial position. And Melvin right now might not be the skipper for this team, but if Buster sees it needs to continue and I got to go with Shasky. Shasky talked about that a couple of days ago on the Rose. That extension was just the severance package. the year he got the severance package. I almost crashed listening to that. But, I mean, in this era of sports, Donnie, nobody's safe.
Mm.
Runner goes. Bouncing ball. And Walker makes a bad play. Walker just did not know that runner from third was coming down the line.
Well, you have to be aware of this.
That's tough, Mike. Hey, Mike.
You got coaches.
Mike, that's not the way baseball works anymore.
Jesus, Walker, what were you doing?
Trying to get two.
And then couldn't get a run home in the bottom of the...
Trying to get two.
It's bad, man. They cannot hit their way out of a plastic bag?
Paper bag.
Yeah.
Plastic bag would be harder.
Any bag.
Let's go to Steve in the city. Hey, Steve. How you doing?
What's up, guys? I was just chuckling at Guru's prescription earlier. It was like something straight out of Bull Durham, that old baseball movie where the assistant manager tells the manager to throw a bunch of bats in the shower and scare the kids.
I know what part you're talking about. That's pretty good. Oh, man. I just want some accountability. That's all. Yeah.
I mean, guys, the reality is we go through this. We went through it with the Warriors a little bit. The team's not good enough. I mean, maybe Melvin could squeeze another couple wins out of them, but we don't have the talent. We ain't got the horses.
Thank you.
Well, let's keep it real.
Actually,
for much of the year, you had two starters represented in the All-Star game. They were almost just perfect. Forget the run support. You had a bullpen that was damn near perfection. That's how you got to 40-29.
Right.
And you weren't making blunders on the base paths. You can make an error here and there, but you were button up. They are naked now. They are naked on the base pass and defense. Stoney, balls dropping in the outfield. That stuff matters. And you come in here and laugh it off. Oh, it's just a play. That somebody's got to pay for that. And if the players aren't, the manager needs to do it. It's been embarrassing.
Yeah. Some guys, you know, it's like sometimes, Goo, I feel like you expect Spud Webb to be, you know, the best low post player in basketball history, or
that hurts.
You wonder why Kareem Abdul-Jabbar didn't shoot threes. It's like Ramos isn't a good defender.
Is he all right? Let's keep it real on that. Is he a lost cause?
Well, I don't know. You think Birdsong is?
No, and because that's upstairs. I think some Steve Sachs stuff is going on with Birdsong.
Now, that might have been your worst take.
Yeah, now it's up there.
Now, I've had some bad ones.
It's up there. No, it was a spur. I was prisoner of the moment, right, looking at this
emotional
team. No,
you
listen.
Can't let,
no, no.
Can I give you one little hint?
Go ahead. Not a hint. You're trying to give me a lesson.
Like,
I know what I was
thinking.
You're
too emotional to talk about
Bird. It was like, why did they call Bird a bird? Bird, why? Because he looked like a bird. It was that. Because I was looking at the Giants still as contenders. And that's why I was like, I'd keep him 50 feet from the mound. They're no longer that. Mm. So you're right. He is going to get back on the bump. But I was thinking, Steiny, and I stand on it, the way that played out with him in his last start and what this season was shaping up to be, I really thought it wasn't full crazy to think he might not get another start.
Ready? All right, here you go.
Yeah. I really fixed that.
You ready for this one?
Yeah, get to.
Ready for this one? You know what? Melvin should be fired. If for no other reason than telling Birdsong to hit that Marlin, that was a fireable offense looking back.
That's hilarious, but it's one of your worst takes.
So you and I agree.
Yeah, no,
he should be fired. Yeah, one of my worst takes.
Birdsong wishes that was all that ailed him, was the fact that he went up there to hit a batter and then he lost everything.
Hey, let's take a guy who's struggling and give him extra runners to have to deal with on base. Yeah, that one. That's a victory lap for me.
He didn't say go rob his house. He said just hit him with a baseball and move on.
Does Birdsong have some – you just said he's got some stuff up in his head.
Yeah, that's not related to
relating to him hitting the guy.
Okay. Stoney,
yeah, of course not.
That's a stretch.
Of course not.
Risotto, do you think there's – don't be afraid of Stoney, because today you kind of – I was going to tell you after the show, you don't got to bow down to him. He's just a guy. Do you think there's anything there with Birdsong hitting a Marlin – that has him where he's at now in Sacto?
No, not at all. But I mean, he wasn't the right guy to ask. I mean, I don't think a young guy to. But also, I don't think it has anything to do with where he is now. I don't think that the two correlate.
All right, okay.
Okay. How about this? Did it help?
Obviously, it didn't.
Could it have hurt? Thank you.
Let's go to a Warrior.
He is in high school.
He is in high school, essentially.
A Warrior? Let's go to Warrior in Phoenix.
Our guy.
Hey, Warrior, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much. Hey, Guru, did you get a chance to look at that article the newspaper did on me?
You know what? Steiny, he had an article written about him. This is my guy, first caller ever when I was on the air. I hadn't read it in its entirety. I'm going to do it tonight, baby.
Yeah, it's a pretty long article, and get your thesaurus and your dictionary in case there's some big words. Anyway,
He was playing.
You want me to just use one word? And first of all, let me get back to the Giants and Bob Melvin. Now, if you two were to make the same mistake, I'm sure Matt would come in the room, kind of give Steiny a slap on the back, tell him let's pick it up. Yep. And handle it different with you, because Steiny is a seasoned professional, and you're kind of like a Rule 5 draftee. But because of the way
it's a good thing, Warrior, you go way back with Goo.
And this guy thinks I'm his, he just had this is my friend. Keep going, baby.
With friends like these.
Man.
So, you and Canna have a lot in common, both Rule 5 draftees. But you want a word to describe what's going on in the Bay Area? Yep. The word is tumultuous. Now, you can't consider the A's to be in the Bay Area. They're in Sacramento and good riddance. And when a player from the Giants gets sitting down to Sacramento, they just pray it's not to the Oakland A's organization. You look at the Kuminga situation. Tumultuous. A guy who has Andre Iguodala, role player type, available, wants $25 to $30 million a year. The Giants' tumultuous situation. I can't think of a better word. And you know what? I, out of respect to the station and the programmers and Matt, who goes back to 1992 with me, I'm not going to be able to take any questions. But I appreciate you guys.
Hey, Warrior, I got to say this. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm going to listen. Go ahead.
All right. You had some tragedy in your life not too long ago, and I was there for you, man, and we bonded. You got to get some better material, man, because we're family. And for you to come back and make Steiny think we're not cool, that hurt me, man. So I'm going to read your article tonight, well, but you hurt me, man.
Let me say this. I don't even get an invitation to a family reunion, so I don't care what
yeah.
Me and you, you are like family.
Right.
Just be glad I don't treat you like you're my family.
Oh, there it is. All right.
Well, then.
All right. I feel better
here
now.
Here you go. I'll finish it with a little icing on top for you, Warrior. Tumultuous means...
I went to James
excited,
Logan.
Excited, confused, or disorderly.
Jesus Christ.
Hey.
I went to James...
You can't do... That's...
What?
It's our Lord and Savior.
You know...
Died for our sins.
The stuff you've talked... I won't even get you in trouble, man. I just can't. But now, you guys, I don't like that. I love fun. But where you and Warrior are kind of taking it now.
What are you talking about?
Is what it means.
Oh, well, yeah, that was just...
Yeah, you guys might want to quell that.
Well, I just did that because he said the big words you can look up.
His IQ is probably 89. Mine was 143.
Well,
I don't know
true.
What you're... Have you ever taken an IQ test? It's okay if you hadn't.
Of course I haven't. Who takes an IQ test?
Me.
I don't need one.
Oh, man, what's that?
Self-assured in my knowledge.
Yeah.
Chris in Santa Clara. What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I wanted to get your perspective on whether Melvin should be chewing on Matt Chapman, maybe in private. But, you know, his baby boy interview yesterday after the game,
yeah.
I was just shaking my head. Oh, dude. We lost 6 in a row. Oh,
yep.
It's so bad. How come he, as a veteran, shouldn't he have been saying, you know what? We played some professional teams, okay, they kicked our butt. But you know what? We're going after the Padres. We're going to crush on the Reds. We're going to make sure the Cardinals go fly back to St. Louis. Hey, guys, we're coming after them. Padres, watch out. Isn't that what his job is?
Man.
Being paid to be the leader of the team?
Man, it's a good point. I think you should bench him.
I laughed when you played it, just at the vault, just at
appreciate
the tone.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Oh, that's Melvin's job.
You can't take the field with 6 guys. You start benching everybody
Stop.
That makes a mistake.
You know I'm right, man. And Risotto came in here during the break about my Bochy take saying it wasn't unrealistic. It's not unrealistic.
No, it's not. Yeah. But it's you're begging. Yeah, and I like anytime.
No, I got a sign that says help wanted anytime if they were to move off of Melvin.
No, I got
you. Got a help wanted sign in right. Yeah. You got one in center. You say there should be one in left. You got one behind the plate.
Yeah.
You got, come on now,
well,
second base.
Why do you think it's a playoff team?
Well, Schmidt's kind of holding it down.
You've just
over
run
there.
Down this team for 4 hours.
They're better than what they're playing. Yeah. I've seen it, you've seen it.
About a game over instead of game under.
They're actually under.
They are.
Damn, man.
First time this team has been under 500 the entirety of this season. Just where is this team at as a collective?
Under 500, unfortunately. That's where we're at. Put ourselves in this position, and when you play like we did again today, you lose games.
First time this team has been under 500 the entirety of this season. Just where is this team
Why
at
are
as
we
a collective?
Under 500, unfortunately. That's
Listen
where we're at.
Smart.
Put ourselves in this position, and when you play like we did again today, you lose games.
Oh,
the part we cut out
why is the reporter just everybody soft?
What do you mean?
Say what's on your chest. Just
like what are you talking about?
Hey, I hope you don't get your mad skipper.
What should he?
But just press play. You're not in the church,
guru.
Press play.
They've lost 6 in a row.
Press play.
He's in the clubhouse.
Press play.
First time this team has been under 500 the entirety of this season. Just
He's
where is this team
lying.
At as a collective?
Under 500, unfortunately. That's where we're at. Put ourselves in this position, and when you play like we did again today, you lose games.
The
Thanks,
part you
Bob.
Missed. The part,
Thanks, Bob.
The part you missed is this is who we are.
Oh, man. When you play like this again, man, I don't know where this thing is going, man.
It's, you know where it's going? They got the Mets tomorrow.
And if I come back, tomorrow's Friday, we go to the cafeteria and I see you Monday and somehow they're 4 under, like, it could continue.
You do realize, and I haven't stressed this enough, you do realize they could get hot right now.
I said that to you, at 10:08?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what that would be? That would be baseball. You get Devers and
oh,
you
don't
stink.
Say it.
And then you start selling and you win.
But what kills me is we weren't together when they got hot in Atlanta. Nine runs back-to-back.
They won two of three against the
Braves. Yeah, but they got
them
back-to-back. They scored nine runs apiece, and Devers was hitting homers. Yeah. He had two homers, one with one hand.
Yeah, and the Warriors were good when they were playing teams.
See, I was thinking, here we go. And boy, nobody knew what was in store.
Posey was starting to sense it. I guarantee you that by the time the Atlanta series came around and the Giants won two of three against the Braves, Buster wasn't like, all right, everything's fine. Like, these baseball people, Goo, they know trends and stuff.
Stop.
He, like,
To play for me?
Oh.
Yeah.
Play for you what?
You got to be thick-skinned, because I'm going to let you have it. Melvin's doing that silent stuff. Well, Steiny shows up and has his brown paper bag, and he's neat, and everything will be fine.
Guy plays hard. He comes to play every day. You know, at times his defense hasn't been its best, and I think it kind of snowballs on you a little bit, and maybe you start overthinking some stuff.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just there's some clarity. But he comes up and he fights every at-bat, and, you know, the other portions of the game right now he's having a tough time with.
Hey, what's Bob Melvin's shortcoming? Oh, he doesn't have players' backs. Yeah. I don't want a coach or a manager that has a player's back.
Well, I'll say this. How many times are you going to do it?
That's not how professional sports work.
He was underthinking when you don't know the damn rule,
so you
know the rule and you forget. I don't think you forgot. That's not overthinking.
Well, then call Melvin a liar.
No, I'm not doing it. That's what you do.
You just said.
No, he's having his back, but man, at what point do you sit him down? I don't even care now. Because when you were supposed to send a message, you didn't.
So, and there's another thing. And that's why sometimes fans sour me. You know, Gurus, comes in today, I'm done. Why today?
Because you just got swept by the Pirates.
I'm out.
And then your pitcher didn't even try to throw it home. He went for, oh my God. Stoddy, you can't make this up, man.
I just don't like.
This is bad. That's all that you can lose, and then you can be embarrassing. They are teetering on embarrassing. Nobody will fight me on that.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah,
I will
fight me
you.
On anything.
They're
real life.
They're on a lose. A week ago, they were five games over 500. They've lost six in a row. They're now one game under 500.
And they got swept by one of the worst teams in the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
You got swept by the Marlins before they even figured it out. When does it end? 1931 was the last time they had a 0-6.
You're wrong.
What do you mean?
You got that stat wrong.
Carter gave it to me.
You got it.
1896.
What's 1931? What is 1931?
Risotto, did I say? You got me.
All right. Ben in Berkeley. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
1890.
Hey, fellas, great show.
Oh, thanks.
You know, when we got, you know, since Buster made the trade for Rafael Devers, the team has gone 13-23 with the worst record in baseball.
Mm.
Since Boston made that trade, they have the best record in baseball, minus the Toronto Blue Jays and the Milwaukee Brewers. So the front office for the Boston Red Sox gets an A+ because they also got two first rounders. They're one game behind the Yankees in the playoffs. One game behind the Yankees. They're doing so good. And they shed $280 million off of their payroll. Buster, this is Buster Posey's first year as a president of baseball operations. He's learning all this stuff. So right now, he's at the bottom of the league when it comes to being a baseball president of operations. He's a rookie. He's getting slapped around. He signed Justin Verlander for $15 million. He put Lamont Wade at first base leading off for this team at the start of the year and did not sign Pete Alonso.
Well,
I mean, the mistakes are just ridiculous. He got rid of one of our best young pitchers in Harrison, James Tibbs, who's going to be
Tibbs.
A superstar outfielder. So
that's the one that bothered me, Tibbsy.
Yeah. Totally. And then you got him re-signing the whole staff of Bob Melvin, the hitting coach, the pitching coach, the GM who did this whole draft. That's Farhan's main guy. So nothing is going to change. They're going to finish below 500 by about five or six games this year and for the next six, 7 years, because these guys, you got Chapman, Lee, Devers and Adames as your core, and they're getting older and older. And the Dodgers, the reason why the Giants even won the title in 10, 12, and 14 is the Dodgers were going through a divorce court. They didn't even field the team. And if you notice, since they sold the team to Magic Johnson and Mark Walter, the Giants haven't won a playoff series since 2014. We'll be going on 16 years since they won a series. And we're talking about they're going to the World Series.
Well, let's not jump ahead to 2030 yet. Let's not jump to 2030 yet, Ben.
Well, I mean, but Devers is going to be – Devers will be here for 8 years, Adames 7 years, Chapman 6, and Jung-Hoo Lee for 5. Buster Posey could be fired in 3 years. All those players are still going to be here, all those older – all those contracts. So you're not going to be able to go get Cal Raleigh next year. You're not going to be able to go get anybody next year. And why would he come here now?
Well,
why would he come? Why would any free agent come here if Buster Posey is the baseball president of operations? Because you're not going to win.
Thanks, Ben.
Those Dodgers, look at the
Marlins. No, I got you, Ben. It's fine.
Alonzo's still a Met. This Johnson guy is a tool.
Cal Raleigh.
Cal Raleigh's not coming to the Giants. They got Bailey. I mean,
the Verlander.
Bailey's just got 39 less homers than Raleigh.
If I'm Bailey, I'm like, I'm the least of your guys' problems. Follow the money,
Cal Raleigh,
and you will find the honey.
What does that mean?
Gooism.
By the way, Cal Raleigh's not even a free agent until 2030. So they just
that
extended.
Guy was running
they
material.
Just extended him. So I don't know where he got that from.
But Verlander,
you know
Sonny.
What? But Posey will acquire Raleigh for a minor leaguer because you know Posey's the magic man. Just because he's here, he'll get gifted players.
There's only one magic man. No. And he, part owner of the Dodgers.
Who sang the song Magic Man? He's a magic man.
What were the guys? I know him.
I'm not even sure I know. Is it Blondie or Hart?
Hart.
Thank you. Yeah. Music.
I don't know.
Hart.
No, I'm thinking of
Blondie with Debbie Harry.
Yeah.
I've actually heard that before. That was good. Good rendition.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good song. Hey, we got to.
Yeah.
How's Willard going to be? This is the kind of day Willard's going to come at me. Hit me. He's like, he'll feast on one sentence I said, and he'll be like, Goo, you sure? Yeah.
That's why when you finally do stand up to him, is great radio.
I'll never do that.
Yeah, about a month ago you did. It was great, man.
It's what I love.
Get him!
What I love is I get immediate feedback on the show we just did from Willard and what we should have done, what we should have stayed away from, and what we should have said.
Look at that.
All right. Well, I'd give out the number, but we're not going to take your call in the next segment. So.
Thanks.
Never mind. Let's see. Coming up, we got Valkyrie.
Phil on Mike said that was Rocket Man by Elton John.
What was?
What you guys were just trying to
tell Mike?
Tell brother Mike, got it wrong.
Tell Mike to leave rock and roll to the white people. All right, coming up this afternoon at 4:30, the Valkyries take on the Washington Mystics. You can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game starts at 4 o'clock, brought to you by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here.